Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Wales Netball new CEO is Sarah Boswell. Sarah, thank you for your time. First question, I suppose, is how exciting is it to be taking on the role at this stage of netball there in Wales?
Oh, look, what an honour, you know, to step into this role. As you say, it's such a pivotal time for netball in Wales. There is just so much excitement, so much buzz around the communities, around the clubs, around the players. You know, as we count down to the launch of Super League on the 8th of March, particularly. And of course, we've got three massive years, right? So we have the World Youth Cup later this year in Gibraltar, the amazing announcement of Netball Top 12 in the Commonwealth Games next year in Glasgow. And then, of course, World Cup in Sydney, Australia in 2027. So lots of great things to look forward to.
Vicky was key to getting things to where they are at the minute in Wales as well. She was also there for a bit of a handover as well. So how supported did you feel in that?
Oh, look, incredibly. And it was a bit of a unique situation, really. So I started in a part-time capacity kind of end of January. And as I worked here for a few days a week and at my old role for a couple of days, and coffee was drunk. A lot of coffee was drunk between Vicky and I as we, you know, sat down and chewed the fat and talked about things and where it was up to with Wales Netball and, you know, what her vision for the future was as well. And also, like the as you mentioned, the incredible amount of work that Vicky did to get to where we are with the NSL and the dedication that was put in from a lot of people around Wales Netball to get that license for the next 10 years for the Cardiff Dragons particularly. So I know that I have got some big shoes that I've stepped into and to help move forward now what we're looking at in terms of Wales Netball pathways and the Cardiff Dragons when we kick off on the 8th of March up in Sheffield.
Dragons and the Feathers have had their own separate identity really over the last couple of years. So how important is it that each one has their own?
You know, look, that's a really good question. So, you know, we've got a contracted team of 10 in the Dragons and five of those are Feathers. So there's always going to be that synergy between Welsh Feathers and Cardiff Dragons. And when we look at the long-term growth of netball in this country, it's about creating a culture where young players aspire to play for both the Welsh Feathers and the Cardiff Dragons and see it as a key part of their netball journey. So, you know, while I've taken on a CEO role of a national governing body and a commercial franchise, quite unique in a sense, and I'm reaching out to my global network in the sports sector to find out who I can talk to about challenges and opportunities and best business practice, you know, of other CEOs that have been in my position or are in my position, because it's a bit lonely at the moment to be in this place, to be honest, Andy, to try and do what's best for both the governing body and, you know, and the commercial entity. And ensure that I'm giving my all to both. Because you're right, they are quite separate brands, but they're so integrated, if you get my drift there, in terms of the players coming through, the identity, the umpires, the officials, the administrators. It's all one. You know, we're a small country of, what, just over 3 million, and we want Wales to be the pinnacle, to wear that Welsh jersey, to play for your country. But also, how great is it to know that you can also be a paid professional athlete playing the, you know, the sport that you love of netball in a Super League? So there's a lot of potential there over the next 10 years, and we're just getting started.
Partnerships and sponsors will be as important as ever, really.
Oh, my goodness me. So, yeah, 100%. So at the moment, Cardiff Dragons is obviously owned fully by Wales Netball. The vision here is about building a really competitive and resilient team. The long-term growth on working on commercial opportunities with more sponsorships, stronger branding and new partnerships. And, you know, that is a long-term vision because success breeds success, doesn't it? And we need to ensure that we've got an incredible team culture, both on and off the court, but not only an incredible team culture, an absolutely excellent performance culture. And, you know, this is a conversation that Raina and I were having this morning about that extra 5% on the court in terms of high performance and where you find that when you're on court, where you're in those dying moments, because that's what builds partnerships and brings in the commercial, what am I trying to say here? Brings in those partners because they want to be part of that excitement. So yeah, the players want to be part of it.
Not for the short term.
No, that's exactly right. And it's the fan experience as well. And we want to engage the communities, making match days an unmissable experience for everybody. You know, you see that in many other sports and ice hockey and rugby and cricket. And for me, it's the holistic approach to netball. So it's about bringing everybody together to make sure that they buy their season passes. It's the most important thing that they come to on the calendar is supporting the Welsh Feathers or the Cardiff Dragons. And then it's strengthening the connections between the franchise, the grassroots clubs, and our wider netball family.
You've had over 15 years of experience in that senior leadership roles, and that's in sports, arts, and culture as well. So I would suggest that that will play a part.
Look, a huge part. And I think one of the strengths that I bring to Wales Netball and Cardiff Dragons is my ability to network and join the dots and bring people together to create great things. So, you know, one of the key things I'm looking at the moment is pushing for increased media presence. So the streaming, the TV coverage and the professional commentary. And to your point around securing more funding and partnerships to support training, travel and squad development. And then advocating for netball and also, you know, as you've probably seen, I'm a huge advocate for girls and women's sports. And advocating for that at ministerial levels to ensure the continued growth and, you know, not just in player development, but in infrastructure as well across the country.
At least you won't have a shortage of people you can call upon to sing the national anthem.
No, that's right. the Welsh fan base, I tell you, is just absolutely phenomenal.
Because that last role you had was Director of Development and External Relations at the Welsh National Opera.
So that's correct.
That's a bit of a mouthful, but plenty of things you can draw on from them, that as well.
Yeah, and again, you know, that's a sector that is based on excellence and it's about performance and high performance. And so, there's so much synergy between the two, aren't there, the arts and the sports sectors. And, you know, from a ministerial level, we share the same minister. So it's vitally important that we're sharing, again, best business practice, our challenges and our opportunities, because the more investment we get into sport at the grassroots level, the greater our foundations are for the future.
We'll be in regular contact over the year, but when we do get a speak in December as well, at the end of the year, what do you want to achieve for both Dragons and Feathers?
Again, I was talking to Raina about this in terms of, you know, the Dragons, we should be aiming for top four. That should be our ambition. With the Feathers, we've got our Youth World Cup in Gibraltar, where we're looking at that again is continuing to build our foundations and aiming for the top. Talking at the moment to Netball Northern Ireland and Netball Scotland in terms of the Celtic Cup and what that looks like for the three of us this year and who we're sending our eyes out to. And, of course, it's vitally important for Wales Netball that we ensure we get the right games for ranking points. So, you know, we sit at number 9 on world rankings at the moment. There's only a handful of point difference between us and number 6. What does the long-term plan look like for us to move up those world rankings and get to the number 6, get to number 5? What does that look like for World Cup draw? These are the things we're all looking at the moment. And I'd say one of the things I bring to the table is I look to 5-10 years down the track. And go, okay, what are our big lofty goals for Wales Netball and Cardiff Dragons in 5 years and 10 years and 15 years? And how do we build up to that point? And, you know, we've got an incredible senior leadership team here with Sarah Moore as head of performance, who is brilliant in her own right. And, you know, the knowledge that Sarah brings to the table, both as an ex-player, as the head coach of Wales, and now in, you know, the high performance arena, is phenomenal, and we share the same ambition that, you know, we go up those world rankings. In terms of the Cardiff Dragons, you know, this is the first year that we have our youth officially in the NPL, and that's a huge success for us. Our next gen 23s are so strong. They played, personal bias, but they, you know, they only lost by 10 to Manchester Thunder last weekend. So, you know, it's just such an exciting time for Wales Netball and Cardiff Dragons. And of course, moving towards the professionalism of our sport. And I guess finding out who my critical friends are around the sports sector that I can bounce ideas off, talk to about the challenges, and work collaboratively and collectively to take our sport into the professional era.
And finally, Wales Netball have been named as national winner for those Street Game Sport for Development Awards. Good to hear.
Oh, and, you know, when I first started, that was one of the things that Kira Edwards, our head of participation, said to me, oh, you know, we've been nominated for the Street Games. And what a huge honour to win that for Wales, you know, for the Youth Voice Champion category with our Blitz Netball Activator. And more of that is needed, isn't it? I think, you know, we need to be talking to the education portfolio as well and getting netball into the schools more so over here. And I think, you know, this is what I'm used to in New Zealand and Australia, and something I'd like to advocate for strongly here in Wales, making netball part of everyday life for every kid across the country. And then, you know, again, back to our foundations, we just grow from there and we become stronger and stronger and stronger in our sport. And we are seeing that right now with our 17s, 19s and our next gens and Cardiff Dragons. We've got such a strong base now that over the next 5 years, watch this space, because, you know, Wales is coming.
Sarah, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Andy. I've really appreciated it. And thank you for being so kind. As you mentioned, it's my first week in the job. I've certainly played netball at school. I grew up in New Zealand. So if you're a boy, you played rugby. If you're a girl, you played netball. And my two girls played netball. So I see it from that angle. But as I mentioned, I am a very strong advocate for the elite pathways for girls and young women in sport. So very proud to be here in this role as CEO at Wales Netball and Cardiff Dragons.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.